Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Mac Venzin. He's the deputy police chief for the city of Reno. We're talking heroin, plus Rue Goodnow on politics on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma,
and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%.
86% of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're pleased to welcome back to the program the Deputy Police Chief of the City of Reno, Mac Venzin. Pleasure to have you back on the program,
Sam. Thanks for having me, Sam.
You know, heroin is becoming a bigger and bigger problem in this country. And it's stunning because this is something that, you know, we talked about 30, 40 years ago, and it was something that was on the periphery of life. But now, with the opioid prescriptions that are given out, then people are taken off the prescription. Then they try to buy drugs on the black market. The drugs are too expensive, and heroin works.
And I think what's even more scary, Sam, is the face of the heroin user is getting much, much younger. And if you remember way back when, and if you thought about heroin users, you thought about, you know, we typically called them junkies for lack of a better term, and they were, you know, returning veterans from Vietnam, in the Vietnam era, and you had, you know, a lot of prostitution that was surrounding the heroin trade, and it just wasn't something that was in the forefront of most of us in I guess, regular society that we thought about. But today, the heroin user is so much younger. The typical age of a heroin user is between 19 and 23 years old. And that's really scary to me.
But we're also seeing it throughout the general population. I mean, you know, there's a lot of emphasis for obvious reasons on young people. But, you know, it's a conundrum, really, because, you know, doctors want to help their patients. They want, you know, if somebody's in pain, they have the ability to take away that pain. But do you have a concern that the doctors are over-prescribing on a regular basis? And we've seen an incident here in Reno. We can talk about that in a minute. But do you have concerns about the medical profession in general, or is it just specific doctors that you have concerns about?
I don't really have concerns. I learned a lot, Sam. Back 2008, 2009, the city of Reno, the police department in general, and when I was running a narcotics unit, took on a grant surrounding prescription medication. And I learned a lot during that process about how doctors try to treat patients and try to take away pain and how they have this real desire to just help people. And I don't know that I have a concern about doctors in general. There are certainly those doctors that are problematic, those doctors that we need to pay attention to from a law enforcement perspective. But I don't think, as a general rule, doctors are driven by a desire to do harm or driven by a desire to make money by prescribing or over-prescribing, as it's been called, pain medications. However, there are a few of those that do concern me. And like you said, we have an instant case here in Reno that's obviously very concerning.
Can we talk about that a little bit? It's been in Northern Nevada, it's been a big news story because it involves the son of a major auto dealer in Reno. But can you just give us in general terms, especially for our viewers and listeners in Southern Nevada?
Yeah, for a very generic, I guess, description, because it's a federal case and it's still under investigation, so I don't want to talk too much about it. But essentially, there was an investigation launched, including a local doctor here in Reno, a physician, a family physician. And then the son of the dealer, the auto dealer here in Reno, engaging in kind of this diversion of prescription drugs to the street to folks that don't need them necessarily for medical purposes, or maybe at one point did need them for medical purposes, become addicted to the drug and now seek that drug, and they don't have a medical reason to go get it. And so these folks, the several folks that were arrested, were engaged in this diversion of prescription narcotics to the community.
The previous attorney general said that prescription drugs were a bigger gateway drug than marijuana at this point in time. Do you agree with that statement?
I think I would have to agree with that statement.
Is heroin now becoming the leading gateway drug?
I would think the prescription drugs are the gateway drug to heroin, but heroin, I mean, you've kind of reached that pinnacle of drug use once you started using heroin and you're addicted to heroin. I don't know that it gets much worse for the individuals from there.
And the recovery rate is pretty tough.
It is. It's a horrible recovery. It's a horrible withdrawal. And it's not hard to understand why people turn to heroin from prescription drugs, because they don't want to suffer the withdrawal process. And I get that. And psychologically, very difficult to get over. Very, very difficult to get over. And so once people become addicted, it's they have a tough road.
What's the role here for law enforcement? Because is it a medical issue gone bad? Where does the criminal aspect come into this?
Well, I think when you start taking people who are used to dealing in, say, the prescription drug realm, and they get pills from friends, they get pills from family members, and they might steal them from grandmas, grandpas, aunts, and uncles, what have you. That's one realm. When those people turn to heroin and they turn to the street, and they're in an entirely different game in terms of how they interact with folks, the dangers involved in interacting with drug dealers on the street to get heroin. I think a lot of times people don't understand what they're getting into. They don't understand the rules of this game versus the game they were in before. And that raises concerns for law enforcement.
So is this something, from your view, that, you know, because a lot of times, you know, we're so limited, and all of us go through this. You go to the doctor, if you're lucky, if you get 10 minutes with the doctor, zip, 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 they go through all the things. They prescribe drugs. Half the time, people, when they're going to see the doctor, are so stressed out, they can hardly remember what the instructions are. Should it be at that point, or should it be at the pharmacy, where people are told, okay, this drug you are taking is a very powerful medicine. It has the potential to cause you great harm if you allow yourself to become addicted. Take what is appropriate that your doctor has prescribed, and then stop. Return the drugs in one of these drug returns, because the potential is that you could end up becoming addicted and ending up being on heroin if you continue down this road. I mean, to me, it seems like we're at that point, because so many families are being distressed because of this situation.
I think that what we have set up, at least currently, is a twofold system, right? So you have kind of a backup system. So the doctor might give some of those instructions, but you also get those instructions from the pharmacist. And I think if we could continue that, down that road where both parties feel compelled to give those instructions and those warnings, we'd be better served. I think right now the way that it works with one or the other, maybe every time giving that instruction, and we're pretty good with our pharmacists, but a lot of times people go, they don't feel well, so they go get their prescription filled. Do you want to talk to the pharmacist? No, thanks, I'm good. You know, I know what I have, and out the door they go. Or my doctor already talked to me about it, and out the door they go. You know, I think if people took some time to listen to the pharmacist is more than willing to explain to them what they're taking and the dangers involved.
All right, let's take a break. More with Deputy Chief Mac Benson when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the Deputy Police Chief of Reno, Mac Venson. Let's talk about marijuana. And recreational marijuana is barreling towards us. I've talked to Chris Hicks, the DA, about this on the program. Tick Segelblum, the state senator, who's helped move this along as far as recreational and now with medical marijuana and now recreational marijuana. One of the concerns I have is the testing to see if somebody's under the influence, because whether you're in favor of it or not, if people are going to be taking, you know, marijuana, then obviously if they're under the influence, they shouldn't be driving, they shouldn't be lifting or using heavy machinery. But the testing we have right now doesn't make any sense, because somebody could have smoked a joint a month ago and it's still going to be in their system the way we currently test. Tick Segelblum says that we should go with the California system, which is basically where you get pulled over and you touch your nose and you walk a straight line. Well, I can't do any of that stuff sober, so I don't think that's a particularly fair system. Tick says that the legislature is going to have to come up with a solution. What do you think is the way that you want your offices to handle this?
Well, I certainly think that people need to be aware that whether marijuana is made recreationally available or whether it's just stays medically available, either way, without kind of hitting on that topic, I think that people need to be aware that being under the influence of marijuana does affect your ability to drive. Absolutely does, proven fact, and so they should absolutely not engage in driving or operating heavy machinery when they're under the influence of marijuana. As to the testing, I think some of that is a misnomer. There are great testing. Our own Washoe County Crime Lab does a great job in testing. The issue becomes whether we're talking about metabolites of marijuana, whether we're talking about actual THC, and how the law is written in terms of those things that we need to consider, whether or not they're up to speed for what we're going to do, what we're going to launch into, even we're already there with the medical marijuana. Some of the field sobriety tests, the roadside tests that you're talking about, the touching your nose and stand on one leg and what have you, some of those are a little less cumbersome, a little easier to do, and are biologically proven to work. And so I wouldn't want my officers to discontinue the use of that field sobriety testing, because I think it's important. But I would like them to all be educated on how that operates, how that works, what signs, what symptoms you're looking for. And you couple that with poor driving, which could happen from distracted driving, could happen from a variety of things. But if you couple the field sobriety testing with the poor driving, and then we move toward the chemical testing, the blood or urine testing, then I think we have a pretty solid approach to the under the influence.
What about prescription drugs? Because, you know, drugs like Ambien and other sleep agents, they can affect people way more than just a good night's sleep.
Sure, and much more difficult to test for, to be honest with you. Marijuana metabolites are pretty easy to test for. The lab's very well set up for that. But there's such a wide range of prescription drugs that do have effects on the body that you may or may not understand are affecting you in the way that makes it possible to operate a vehicle, let's say, as an example. They're a lot more difficult to test for. They're a lot more difficult to test for on the roadside because some of the testing, the field sobriety testing that we talked about earlier, doesn't really work in that arena of drugs, or you have such a wide variety of drugs of different styles, stimulants and depressants and what have you, that it's difficult to do. And so we have to rely a lot more on the chemical testing of the blood. So it's tough. Those are tough things. But people also need to be aware of, I mean, we want our citizens to be as safe as they can, along with the other members that are on the roadway. So we want people to understand how the drug may affect you. If the label on the bottle says, don't operate heavy machinery, don't drive, you know, we want people to heed those.
And don't combine it with alcohol.
Absolutely.
All right, that's where we're going to leave it. Mike Benson, always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir. Come back.
Thanks for having me.
All right, we'll be right back.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. What is Switch? The answer, they represent the most dynamic growth industry in the United States today. Data storage, the information of the world. Here they're building the first of many 1 million square foot facilities. It's in their new campus. It's for eBay. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada.
So for $5 down to $10 a month, I can work out in a judgment-free zone, get unlimited fitness training, and use all these awesome machines anytime? All for just $5 down to $10 a month?
Yep, all that for $5 down, $10 a month.
Thunderclap!
Thunderpop indeed.
This month only, join Planet Fitness for $5 down and $10 a month. We're not a gym, we're Planet Fitness.
Hurry in, offer expires Friday, May 13th.
Big Rooftop Solar has already gotten tens of millions of dollars in subsidies. It's time they make it on their own.
Why do they need subsidies from us?
If they get their way, we'll all have to pay more.
This isn't about a choice. It's about money.
What they really want is a subsidy, and they want us to pay for it.
That's crazy.
I can't afford that.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
For me to have to pay more.
Find out the truth at solarenergyfairness.com.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Page's, over 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers on our One Pundit at a Time show here. We're in our new studios. We're still moving things around. So Rugud now is here. He's an attorney with Parsons, Bailey, and Latimer. Look at the political world, man. Are you ready to deny being a Republican and become an independent?
No, it just makes me more interesting, Sam. Indiana today.
Yeah, as we're taping this, Indiana is today.
Uh-huh. And I think it looks like probably Trump's going to come out on top there, and that, a lot of people say, seals the deal for him.
You are, in my opinion, one of the inside players in the Republican Party, certainly in Northern Nevada, but really statewide. What is the thought about Donald Trump at the top of the ticket? And are we going to see a movement as we saw with Harry Reid and Sharon Angle, where you end up with Republicans for Reid back then? Do you end up with Republicans for Hillary now? Charles Koch, looking seriously at supporting Hillary Clinton if Donald Trump is the nominee?
I think that has more to do with personal relationships than with politics. In terms of the political ground crew, I think that people will pick the Republican nominee and go with them. I think the changes will really be around the margins. The people who aren't really actively involved in politics, a few of them, you know, I hear them say, well, I just can't vote for Hillary Clinton, or I just can't vote for Donald Trump. But I just don't see that group being determinative of the outcome.
So you think that the bulk of the population will continue to vote the way they've always voted?
Yes, I think so. I mean, I hear people say basically this. Look, I would have preferred Bush. I would have preferred Kasich. But I'm going to vote for the Republican nominee. And I think that's eventually how it'll turn out. Although it has made things very interesting. I think it may be a very good year for lawyers.
So you anticipate something happening?
Well,
down the road?
I think it's possible.
If Donald Trump... let me back up a second. One of the things that's fascinating, because people don't really understand the election process until they're in the middle of it and something like this happens, but people don't really understand how the parties operate, that they're not part of the government. They're private enterprises. They can make up whatever rules they want. If they want to call Monday Tuesday, they can do it.
In fact, the court system does not control the internal workings of a party. There are a number of court cases which have laid that out very clearly. So the parties are an interesting process because I think many times the voting population that's not intimately involved in government thinks that, and I think this is largely because of things they see on television, that there's some grand organized plan and scheme. And you know, because you've been around politics, that the phrase, I don't belong to any organized party, I'm a Republican or a Democrat, substitute your party, is more true than not.
Do you think that the people, if you end up not having Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump as the nominees, that the people will come out and vote? Or do you think that they will stay at home because they are upset that their candidate didn't make it? Because they don't like the current political process at all.
Yeah, and that seems to be, there's a lot of talk right now about a new populism. And there are books and articles being written about it, as you know. And I think that this type of atmosphere draws more people out to participate in the political process. Whether that's good or bad is, I think, the jury's out on that. We don't know right now what type of populism this will be, and there's a lot of speculation about this. Will this be the kind of populism that produces some sort of, global isolationism? Will it be the type of populism that gets, a whole new regime and there's a clean sweep in Washington, D.C.? It's a little early to predict that, I think.
Do you have concerns about the down-ticket Republicans?
You have mentioned that, and of course, I remember being interviewed by you at one point in time and predicting there's no way Donald Trump will ever go this far. So
you and everybody else.
Take this for what it's worth, but I don't see that much effect on the down-ticket Republicans. I think, obviously the U.S. Senate race that's going to be, that's where a potential impact could be.
I have a lot of clients now that are in Hispanic media, and so I monitor Hispanic television in particular. An amazing amount of money being spent by Masto and Heck on that Senate race on Hispanic television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as there should be.
Right, and do you think that what percentage, if you had to call a number, do you think the Hispanic vote is going to be a part of this election cycle?
30%? Yeah.
That's a pretty big number.
Big number.
And with all the anti-immigration rhetoric, that's not going to help the Republican Party.
I think it could be influential. I think Heck is such a great guy. I mean, such a great American. His background is so stellar. There is this perception that, and largely because of the immigration issues, I think, that Donald Trump has spoken to, that the Hispanic population will not support him.
Do you see, as the amount of money that has been raised and how little effect it has had in so many cases, that we're seeing the end of the Republican and Democratic parties, that we're going to see something that's nebulous right now forming into something?
2 days ago, there was a caricature that was in our local paper. I don't know if you saw it. It was really good. It had a, you know, an elephant and a donkey in it. And it showed the elephant basically is saying, you know, my party's over. And your party's over. You just don't know it yet. I think that there that when we have this sort of populist resurrection of the, you know, the people get fed up with what's happening on in government, there's always this prediction. But the founding fathers were not all that excited by the prospect of the party system. They right. warned against it.
And sadly, that's where we have to leave it. Thank you so much for being here, as always. We'll be right back.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
It's time to update that old, outdated bathroom. That's why homeowners are calling Bath Planet for out-of-this-world service at down-to-earth prices.
Our bath was so outdated, and I hated the bathtub. And I only take showers, so I always wanted a shower. And that's what made me decide to finally get a shower.
Bath Planet has received a 94% recommendation rating from Guild Quality. Design your new bath or shower now with our unique design studio on the Bath Planet website. Our bath and shower designs have been tested and earned the Good Housekeeping Seal. That means you get a 2-year warranty, plus Bath Planet offers a lifetime warranty.
Call now during our 60-60-60 sale with 60% off installation of a new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months, senior and military discounts, and act now to receive a free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your in-home estimate, plus a bonus. The first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase.
It was Mama's shower, and so she was a little edgy about stepping over and slipping, so we wanted to replace it and make it safer for her.
Ask about easy access tub-to-shower conversions and barrier-free showers, or a relaxing deep soaker tub installed in as little as 1 day.
Remember, call now during our 60-60-60 sale for 60% off installation of your new bath or shower. Ask about low monthly payments for up to 60 months and the free $60 restaurant.com gift card with your estimate. Plus, the first 60 callers during this program will receive free installation on their bath or shower purchase. Don't wait. Call now.
You can download podcasts of the show at iTunes free of charge. We'll see you on the next broadcast.